The following program is paid for by the Neal Financial Group.
Welcome to the Money Makeover Show. The Money Makeover team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Certified financial planner Doug Neal, chartered financial consultant Jamie Keys, certified financial planner Tony Nafar, and your team of CPAs, attorneys, real estate, and financial pros. Now, here's your Money Makeover team.
Good morning. Welcome to the Money Makeover Show. This is the place that we help you make better, smarter financial decisions. I'm Tony Nafar, certified financial planner and member of the Money Makeover team at Neal Financial Group. Joined in the studio today by one of my colleagues on the team, Jamie Keys, chartered financial consultant. Hi, Jamie.
Morning. Summer is here.
Wow, no kidding.
We went from spring to summer overnight.
Yes, we did. And steamy. I can't believe I'm almost waiting for a little rain shower to come in after everything we've been through. But it's been pretty hot. So
pretty sticky.
Yeah, sticky also in some of the markets around the world. Yes, we've had some movement up and back and up and back. And what does that mean? When is that going to end? Will it end anytime soon? A couple of theories on that and how to think about that. We'll talk about that this morning and catch everybody up with the markets. Of course, Craig's running the studio for us this morning. So anytime you want to call in, ask a question, just talk things over. Maybe you've been looking at your statements, your 401k, your IRA, your 403b, all those different numbers, and you're going, how come my account just hasn't made any very much money this past year? What's wrong?
There are reasons.
There are reasons. Yes.
You know, and it's amazing, too. We talk about coming in for that free review, and certainly that's a great thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
In the last couple of weeks, I've had several conversations with people who had been trying to do things on their own and had done things that they simply were unaware were probably things they did not want to do simply because they didn't have the knowledge to know the difference.
Yeah, there are some things you need to watch out for there. We don't want any of our listeners making these kinds of boo-boos when they're really not necessary to make. But what you don't know can trip you up, and it can hurt you when you're going it on your own and signing up for online, robo, whatever it may be, because nobody's helping you. Just a quick case in point here. Young lady that does marketing work for my husband's medical practice.
Mm-hmm.
Came in. She's like 26, 27 years old. She says, you know, should I be doing an IRA or something? She's self-employed. And I said, yeah, you start on something. You know, start on something. So we talked about having an IRA and how does it work and all that. And so she said, well, I want to go and do one online. I said, okay. So she said, will you help me? So I said, well, I can at least show you how to navigate the website if it's XYZ big firm familiar with their website. So she gets on there, and she doesn't have a clue. Not a clue of what she's doing, what she should invest in. There's really literally no help on there. I said, why don't you try calling them? Here's their 800 number, and you can see. She still got practically zero. She still turned to me after her conversation and said, I still don't get it. And she's college educated. She's not a dumbbell.
I don't think that that's any reflection of how smart she is. It's just a reflection of, you know, her knowledge base in that particular area. And, you know, there are a lot of good things about the Internet mm-hmm. and being able to do things online.
Right.
But there are a lot of negatives also. And unfortunately, what you don't know are the things that can hurt you.
Yeah, and so she was about to launch into something that she would have regretted, actually, on a couple of things. And so we got her straightened out. But the point is, you know, just because it's cheap doesn't mean it's good. So please be careful if you're going to do that. We're going to have a couple of stories about some things that happened to some folks that really were not necessary. And we don't want you having that kind of stuff happening to you. Plus, we're going to talk about some things that could shake the markets out of their kind of sliding around sideways in the doldrums. We're going to talk about all kinds of things coming up on the world scene And Janet Yellen's getting ready to do some comments today. All kinds of stuff happening.
I just love that name.
Yeah, Yellen.
Yeah, Janet Yellen.
Yeah.
Supposed to speak for the financial portion of the government, and Janet Yellen.
Yeah.
Jeez,
what does that say? I don't know. Anyway, coming back with more of the Money Makeover Show. By the way, you got a question about something and you're burning to ask it. It's a great time for you to call us and ask away. And here is our number to do that while the commercials are playing. So you can talk to us in private. Pick our brains right now at 800-332-7879. 800-332-7879. You are listening to the Money Makeover Show.
Everyone says that shopping for guys is hard, but not at Rock and MC Rustic Furniture in Somerville. They have the gift items that will excite any man, including big rustic furniture that he can feel comfortable in. Hey ladies, if you're looking for a great Father's Day gift, Rock and MC Rustic Furniture is the place for you to shop. Check out the selection of K2 ice chests, coolers, and cups. Also metal signs, fire pits, and bars. Plus a new shipment of Anza handmade knives is in. All great Father's Day gift items. They also carry an abundant supply of outdoor furniture and accessories. In fact, they have everything your father needs to make his house a home in the backyard of paradise. So hurry to the Big Red Building at 17223 Highway 36 in Somerville. They're open Tuesday through Sunday. Like them on Facebook at Rock and MC Rustic and check for daily specials. For this Father's Day, if you're looking for masculine furniture, accessories, and gift items, you're looking for Rock and MC Rustic Furniture in Somerville.
The Brenham Saddle Shop has a large selection of men's boots on sale in casual, work, or exotic leathers just in time for Father's Day. The Brenham Saddle Shop always strives to give you the right fit, the right style, and the right price. While shopping, see the many items for Father's Day gifts. Large selection of straw hats, shaped just the way Dad prefers. Dress and work shirts, t-shirts, leather wallets, belts, belt buckles, caps, and knives. Brenham Saddle Shop, Highway 290 East Frontage Road. Open 10 till 5:30, Monday through Saturday. Convenient layaway is available.
Mom's busy day gets even busier when school is out. Along with grocery shopping, trips to the dry cleaners, bank, and post office, now there are trips to the cinema, swimming pool, and the fun park. Plus, now you have to provide 3 meals a day instead of 2. It all really puts a kink in your day. Maybe you should enlist the help of the errand lady. That's right, the errand lady can take care of your to-do list while you handle the more important tasks like playing Candyland with your children. Kathy, the errand lady, can drop off or pick up your dry cleaning, do the shopping, and run the errands. She can even help with the special event you're planning or be your all-around personal assistant. For more information, visit online at BrenhamErrandLady.com or call Kathy at 979-277-5725. You'll find her rates very reasonable. The Errand Lady is available by appointment Monday through Friday from 9 till 6. Call the Errand Lady at 979-277-5725 and have a great summer.
Are you looking for a church committed to Christ and excited about what God is doing in Washington County? Abiding Word Lutheran Church invites you to worship with them on Sundays. They meet at the Calvary Baptist facility on an interim basis. Begin each Sunday with fellowship with fellow believers at 8:30 a.m., followed by the worship service at 9 and Sunday school at 10:30. Abiding Word Lutheran Church meets at 1100 Niebuhr Street in Brenham and is led by Pastor Martin Moore. Explore what God is doing at Abiding Word online at abidingwordbrenham.org.
The Money Makeover Team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Now, here's your Money Makeover Team.
Yeah, you remember that song? You need to be coming in for that free review.
You know where China Grove is, Tony?
No.
I do.
You do?
Yes.
Where is it?
It's just south of San Antonio.
Is it really?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm from L.A. I was out there, all right, when this song was playing. So what can I say? Grove is like... Well,
yeah. I've been to China Grove. Not for very long. You can't be in China Grove for very long.
Oh, really? Does it have a stoplight?
Well, I'm not sure it even has a stoplight.
Welcome back to the Money Makeover Show with some of the Money Makeover team from Neil Financial Group. By the way, we got two offices in Texas to serve you. We're licensed to do business as financial planners and advisors in 19 states. But for the state of Texas, we've got an office in Central Texas, Brenham downtown on Main Street, just across from the courthouse in the Atrium building. And then in Houston, we got one at St. James Place and San Felipe. You can tell where that is by the big Marathon Oil kind of pinkish granite tower building right there on the corner. And so we got you covered either way. And a lot of you, I know, still live in Houston or have kids, friends, relatives, whatever. You go to Houston a lot. Maybe you work there off and on. Convenient for you to go to that office. Very nice place. Very well located. Just far enough out of the big traffic in the Galleria area. And then for when those of you that are here in Central Texas, Brenham is a great spot too. So
yeah, it works out really well because if you want to go to a place that's easy to get to and not a lot of traffic, but a lot of things to do antiquing and great places to eat. Brenham is a great place to come to the office here and make a day of it. Or if you want to go from the country and make a shopping trip to the Galleria, you can come by the office and it works out really well.
Absolutely. So you're welcome either place. Let me give you the office phone number, by the way. If you are tired of just watching your portfolio whipsaw around and every time somebody has an opinion about something, it comes out and the markets go tilting one way or the other and wobbling around and you're just sick of it. There are things you can do, and there are things that we do specifically to help iron some of that stuff out. And we are glad to talk with you about that. Take a look at whatever's going on financially in your life. Lots of other issues besides what's going on with your 401k or your IRA. So here is our office number. Make that time to come in for that free review, because many times we have found that what you don't know or don't remember about something you're doing financially, you know what? That can really whack you, and we don't want that to happen. You can do the free review, get everything out there, take a look at it, get another couple of sets of eyeballs on it, and at least find out what's going on, and that's a great thing. People come in all the time, Jamie, for the review.
Absolutely. I just had a meeting yesterday, as a matter of fact, with a couple who simply wanted to review where they were and what they'd been doing. And as a matter of fact, as we went through things, it was a good reinforcement for them to see that all of the decisions they had made, all the different investments they had made, were doing exactly what they had intended them to do. So they were in great shape. But it gave them some peace of mind to go over it again and kind of have a refresher course as to what each of those things was trying to do. And they were very, very pleased to see that, yeah, we had made some good decisions and they were on the right track.
Yeah, so even if it's a reinforcement and reassurance,
sure,
that can really help. Is there anything you can do better tax-wise, savings-wise, retirement planning-wise, long-term care? Your insurances, do you still need all those policies? Can you cut things back? Should you? Is there a tax consequence to anything that you might want to be thinking about getting rid of that you don't think you need anymore? Ooh, that's a big one. Do not take steps that you don't know what the outcome is going to be. Not necessary for that to happen. Free review is right there with us at Neil Financial Group at either of our two locations. And so let me give you the phone number, 979-836-2903. That's 979-836-2903. And Sharon's there right now, and she can take your info and get you a time slotted in.
Yeah, I wanted to take this opportunity also to, you had mentioned some of the things that you're able to do and to kind of take a look at. You know, on Monday we had talked about, Doug had talked about six things that wealthy people do. And it's a great opportunity to take advantage of the podcast.
Yes.
If you haven't been doing that, the podcasts are available at the website at moneymakeoverteam.com. That's moneymakeoverteam.com, and you can click on the podcast and listen to any of the past shows. They all have little titles, and if there's one that you happen to miss, maybe you were out of town or busy doing some other things, go by and look at those podcasts. Or you can go by the radio station at KWHI.com and look at the podcast there also.
Yeah, there you go. We got lots of information for you. Plus, we have a terrific website. We don't always talk about that, Jamie, but it's wonderful. You know, the rest of the things that are on that website, there are new articles about how different things types work. Of investments mm-hmm. and financial planning and all that stuff, all those things work. And it's right there on our website at moneymakeoverteam.com. That's moneymakeoverteam.com. You can shoot us email questions. We do get back to you on those. And you can also say, you know what, I do want to come in for the free review. Here are a couple of dates and times I have open. Let's get our calendars together and we'll work with you on that. Either way, and that's moneymakeoverteam.com.
Absolutely. We love getting those emails.
Yeah, we do. We actually answer those. Wow. What a concept. A couple of things happening, of course. You know, the markets are up just a tad, not a lot this morning, Jamie. What have you got on your figures
yeah,
there?
Yeah, the Dow is up almost 70 points. The S&P 500 is up a little over 7, and the NASDAQ is up about 13 and a quarter. Each of those is up about one-third of 1%.
Okay.
So they are. Yeah, not a big move.
But, you know, oil is down almost 1.5% right now. We did have some supply figures that came out and said, well, we got a little bit more than we thought. There
surprise,
were some other
surprise.
Things, too. Yeah, well, you know, the industrial capacity here and around the world has not exactly been setting everybody on fire. And I think that that gets people worried. But it's so interesting that there are some things up today that haven't been up in a long time. Different segments of the economy, different sectors. Things like some of the big stores, the big Macy's and Kohl's and Nordstrom's.
Retail.
And, yeah, all the retail sector, been beaten down. Those are up 3-4% already this morning. Bank of America, some of the other big banks up today. All of these things. Some of the kind of beaten down and worrying stock markets around the world. Even the Germans are up today. London is up by 70 points. All right, so everybody's got the jitters about whether the Brits are going to exit the European Union economy.
Yeah, right.
It's a non-event. I'm sorry. You know what? I don't see it. And there are a lot of other folks who are out there coming out and saying, you know, we're just picking everything as investors and even big investment firms, picking everything we can to get the markets kind of just lolling around stagnantly.
Yeah,
it's ridiculous.
Some interesting world news came out this morning, and evidently Iran is going to buy jet planes from Boeing.
Yeah, getting some big old airplanes.
Big airplanes.
Uh-huh. So now that they're non-sanctioned anymore, right? And they're now coming out supposedly in the real world, and they're selling their oil, helping to flood the market and keep the prices down, right? They're going to go use some of that dough and buy some U.S. products.
I find that very interesting.
Mm-hmm. Janet Yellen's going to make some comments about what the Fed policy might be. The Federal Open Market Committee ends its meeting at about 1 o'clock Houston time with the release of its economic statement and projections. She's going to hold her news conference, Janet Yellen is, at about 1:30 today. And basically, nobody thinks she's going to do anything. The Fed's not going to do anything to raise rates right now because, frankly, with nobody setting the world on fire with economic stuff, and with everything happening in Europe right now, and negative interest rates over there, and problems with Japan's interest rates, and China not quite as surging ahead in their economy as they have been, I don't think she's going to do anything, and neither does anybody else think that.
Well, it's kind of interesting that, you know, there was some speculation in the previous 3 weeks that maybe the Feds were going to raise interest rates because they thought the economy was doing well enough where they could do that. But then some more figures came out. And, you know, we always talk about the summer doldrums, too.
Yep.
You know, the old saying, sell in May and go away.
Mm-hmm.
The economies, the markets tend to be kind of flat in the summertime simply because people are on vacation, especially when it comes to Europe.
Yeah. They're on for a month. They're gone for a month over there.
For like 3 months. Yeah. Europe's not doing anything. So to expect that the feds would raise rates in the summertime, I think, was a little ambitious.
Mm-hmm. Well, like I say, you know, so many people are already out of town. They're already leaving. Traffic's actually lighter in Houston already.
Yeah, that's a relative term.
Well, yeah, that's true. But not a lot happening. I don't think we're going to see a lot happening. But interestingly, there are four, five, six things that could really shake things out of the doldrums here. And this is a published article today on MarketWatch online by Matthew Lynn. And he says, even if you take the British possible exit from the European Union, most of the world's major markets have been just basically flatlining for what's pretty quickly becoming almost a record period of time. We've been going like sideways for a long, long time. Most investors would have safely switched off everything in their portfolio a year ago and then looked at everything again, and you'd be almost in the same spot you were in your portfolio. And it's making people very frustrated, right? But the equity indices occasionally go through these periods of these very stable, boring times. But history tells us that never lasts forever. Sooner or later, there'll be a trigger of some sort that's going to pop up, or maybe several things are going to trigger markets going one way
or the other.
One way or the other. So on the upside, a couple of things, and I'm going to leave us with a positive note here before we go into our next break. There is a sustained rise overall in corporate earnings. And it's just a few initial public offerings. That's new companies coming out there and selling their stock. On the downside, we don't know what's going to happen with the election, right? So that could go one way or the other. European banks having some problems. They've got negative interest rates, blah, blah, blah. So how does this all turn out, and which way might things go? One way or the other. So we're going to take a little bit closer look on that. Again, though, Jamie, what we always say here, though, is if you've got a strategy, great. That's not going to matter.
Well, again, yeah, that's the kind of thing that when you take a review, take a real look at what you have, is it doing what you expected it to do?
Mm-hmm.
It is true that basically the markets have been flat for about a year now. There haven't been big increases in any of the indexes like you had talked about.
Mm-hmm.
No big rises. You know, we had a kind of a correction, if you want to call it that, right, at the beginning of this year.
Yeah.
But we're back about where we started at the beginning of the year.
By the way, we weren't down 10%.
We were not.
10%. We were down less than 10%, which is a really shallow pullback correction. 20% is what we call a correction. That's a big correction. That's actually called a correction. But 10% is like it's a little bump.
Yeah,
it doesn't feel like it at the time.
It does not.
No. But, you know, we actually have some things. We talked about this earlier in the program. When we come back first, before we go into all these other things, let me just say that there is something that we use more and more with our clients to help protect a little bit and on that 10% downside. So we're going to talk about that because that's a newer product that's out there now, a newer way of doing things. And a lot of you don't even know about this, and we have a lot of folks who are now turning to that.
Now, what's interesting, too, is I think this is correct, but I don't think the markets have been down 10% in two consecutive years more than a couple of times since the 1920s,
mm-hmm.
which is an interesting factoid.
So, yes. But it doesn't make you feel more comfortable, does it, when things do go down? And you look at your statement and you go, oh, my God. Okay. So we'll talk about the buffer, the 10% buffer, protecting you 10% on the downside, but you still have liquidity. How does that work? So we'll talk about that. We'll talk about what else is going on with these possible things that could make the markets go one way or another. Coming up, and Jamie, you've got some stories that people need to hear.
I've got some stories about 401k plans. I know that that's your area of expertise, Tony, but mm-hmm. I have a pretty good story to talk about 401k plans and beneficiaries and why this is an mm-hmm. important issue for you and your family.
Right, so we'll have all that coming up. If you have a question in the meantime, need a little help on something, here's our number. Going to have the commercials running. So that means you can talk to me and to Jamie one-on-one in private right now at 800-332-7879. 800-332-7879. Call us now. We're here waiting on the Money Makeover Show.
We could be married.
Bell Towers in Brenham, a community exclusively for seniors 55 and over, is now open and leasing up fast. Hurry in to experience luxury living at an affordable price. Select a one- or two-bedroom apartment, which is beautifully designed with custom amenities, including walk-in closets, ceiling fans, washer and dryer connections, Energy Star-rated appliances, and each apartment has its own private patio. Bell Towers is an active community centrally located in downtown Brenham with convenient access to shopping, recreation, and supportive services. Plus, all residents can also enjoy the private landscape courtyard, cabana with seating, furnished fitness center, arts and crafts room, community room, business center, shuffleboard court, barbecue grills, covered entry, and controlled gated access. But you must hurry because apartments are filling up fast. Stop by Bell Towers at 696 North Market Street across from the Brenham Clinic, or call 979-421-8411 or visit their website at belltowers.com. They'll be glad to show you around and take your application. Income restrictions apply.
The Islamic Wolf has struck again with the worst mass shooting in our nation's history. Law enforcement waited for over 3 hours before entering the gun-free zone in Orlando before finding 50 dead and another 50-plus severely injured. The time has come for us civilians to arm up and be ready to fight the Islamic Wolf. Become the sheepdog. Do not rely on government to come save you. Stay safe.
Contact John Dean with Dean Defensive Shooting at 979-203-1534.
I often get asked what I think about party favors. Well, I think the only favor you could do a party is crack open a delicious Bud Light Lime Limerita or Strawberita. A taste so delicious, you feel it in your heart, feel it in your soul. Let the music take control.
We're going to party, caramo, fiesta, forever.
Bud Light Limerita, straight margarita flavor with a refreshing twist of Bud Light Lime. Fiesta forever.
Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Lime, Limerita, and Strawberita flavored malt beverages. Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Mike Hopkins Distributing hopes you celebrate Juneteenth this weekend.
From a couple of throw pillows to the restoration of a family's heirloom, Classic Upholstery and Design can beautify your home or office. Classic Upholstery and Design offers reupholstering of commercial, residential, or antique furniture. And with over 1,000 fabric samples to choose from, you're sure to find the perfect look for your furniture. They also recover day bed mattresses, patio cushions, and tractor seats. Just bring your items by Classic Upholstery and Design on Highway 105 East, next to K&H Portable Toilets. Or call Classic Upholstery and Design at 830-8665.
The annual Juneteenth African American Heritage Celebration will be held on Saturday, June 18th. Tune in to KWHI 1280 AM as we broadcast the parade again this year on Saturday morning beginning at 10:30. This broadcast is sponsored by Budweiser Mike Hopkins Distributing, Brenham National Bank, Allen Day Funeral Home, and Bluebonnet Electric Cooperative. Join friendly country KWHI 1280 on Saturday, June 18th for the Juneteenth Parade, coming to you live from downtown Brenham.
The Money Makeover Team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Now, here's your Money Makeover Team.
Yeah. More music from the, of course, wonderful, wonderful Craig. Keeping us rolling on this morning. And by the way, again, if you recognize that song, you know the words, you listen to it.
Is that
during the summer?
Or rap?
A summer a few years, more than a few years ago. You need to be coming in for that free review. Hey, how are you doing? Are you on track? What's going on? If you've been watching your portfolio, either moving around very little, or when it does move, it goes down. Or if you really pulled your hair out toward the end of last year, and especially the first couple of months of this year, and you were like, oh my God. And we just, Jamie and I, just before we went to the break, said, hey, you know, that wasn't even down 10%. It was down about 9, but we didn't hit 10. percent. That's why we work with clients with something new that's fairly new in the marketplace. A lot of the big insurance companies and other types of companies have come out with products just for folks like all of us who are in that mind frame and on the glide path toward needing our money coming up sooner than later if we're going to be retiring or changing our lives, right? So we're getting more nervous and worried about what's happening with our money. And there are new things that are out there that you don't have to tie up your money in something that's a long-term contract for 8, 9, 10 years, et cetera, in case you need it, want it, et cetera. There are things that you can do to mitigate the downside and keep from taking that ride. And there are products out there now that we use that can buffer that trip to the downside by about 10%. So if the market went down 1%, 5%, 6%, whatever, would you make anything on your investments inside of that year?
No, you would not.
Okay. But would you go down?
No, you would not.
Ah. If you went down 10%.
You'd still be even.
You'd still be even there. You wouldn't lose anything. Now, if you went down 11%, you'd lose
1%.
Okay. That's just the way one of these kinds of things work.
Yeah, there are a lot of products.
Yes.
You know, volatility has become a major catchword in the financial industry over the last few years because there's been so much volatility.
Mm-hmm.
And for investors, volatility kind of makes them sometimes sick to their stomach, all the ups and downs, and they don't like that.
Yep.
And so what the financial industry does is they try to listen to the consumer and they try and develop products to address that particular issue. And there are some financial instruments out there now. So there are some annuities and there are some other things that, where they try and, as you mentioned, Tony, try and buffer the amount of loss that you may occur to try and even things out for you. Now, when you do that, you generally give up some upside potential, too.
Well, that's true, and in this particular thing I'm thinking about, you know, you can invest in certain sectors, right? And you can do S&P 500, you can do gold, oil, all these different things, European, foreign market averages. These are indexes you can do, and they all have caps on the top of them. But the thing about it is you can still have that room to make money, but the nice part, again, is you're being protected on the downside.
Now, what's interesting, too, about that is the S&P 500, we know those are 500 stocks in the U.S.
Mm-hmm. The largest companies.
Yeah, what they've done is they've, out of those 500 stocks, they've tried to track what they consider to be the 100 lowest volatility stocks. And so they've developed another index that's kind of interesting, and it's called the low volatility index for the S&P 500.
Yeah.
And basically it's 100 stocks that over the past so many years have had the lowest volatility.
Those can be sometimes, I noticed quite a few of those were, some of you may be familiar with the term the dogs of the Dow index. In other words, very stable, boring companies, but they're less volatile. And year after year after year after year, they keep performing and they keep, many of them pay dividends along with having an increase in the value over time at the stock. So again, very low volatility. Those are the kinds of things that are out there. And you can actually buffer your downside risk with a combination of that plus the other things that are in some of these types of products that are out there now.
Yeah, so it's a way it's worth taking a look at for a portion of what your investments might be. If you're concerned about volatility, there are some things that are out there that are available to you to try and control some of that volatility.
So how volatile could things get? We've been boring here the last few months after having that rocket ride to the downside that everybody was hating at the beginning of the year. Catalysts that might change that. First, you could have a sustained rise in corporate earnings and in dividends. In the Eurozone, major companies had their worst earnings season since we had that 2008 financial wipeout, big crisis there, right? But we haven't been doing so badly in this country, believe it or not, even with the oil and gas downturn and everything else. So again, we could still see this trend toward earnings in the U.S. with almost no inflation or low inflation in our country and most of the countries around the world, very positive. And that does, in the long run, possibly have that positive effect. Secondly, you could have some IPOs come out. Bull market needs a bullish story to get investors excited. Now, excited, again, this is a Wall Street Journal and Market Watch article here. I'm pulling some of these ideas from this morning. Bullish market story to get investors excited, but there is little sign of that right now. We do have a few tech stocks out there that have been coming out, but really no major companies are boasting about rapid growth. The fix for that would be some of the big firms coming out and doing some mergers and acquisitions.
Well, that's funny you were talking about that. And what was the big news we just had this past week? Microsoft did what?
Mm-hmm.
Microsoft bought LinkedIn for, what was it, $26 billion.
Right.
And that's just one example of, you know, Microsoft would not be doing that if they were bearish on the economy.
Yeah. That's a lot of money.
That's a lot of money.
Even for Microsoft, which has a lot of money. So, again, those are some positives that are underpinning things. Now, yes, are there always negatives? Sure. Banks are having problems in other parts of the world, especially in the Eurozone. The election's coming up. Nobody likes uncertainty. Lots of things happening in the economies here. Some people are worried about certain candidates and their view on taxation and spending. That's on the Democrat side. On the Republican side, people worrying, according to this article here, about Donald Trump and not liking the Chinese, who we do a lot of trading with. So, again, lots of different ways to take things, but that's all an unknown. And that's when things get volatile. So, again, there are ways to decrease the risk, decrease volatility. We do this with our clients all the time. If you want to find out about it, you're welcome to call us at the office. Sharon's there. Make a time to come by. Even if you just want us to look things over with you, discuss things, that's fine. That's the free review, 979-836-2903.
Yeah, I wanted to talk a little bit about some stories that are real-life stories, because I know that all of you, everything is real life, and the purpose of the show, of course, is to try and educate you so that you are more informed and don't make mistakes in your financial life. And so one of the things I wanted to talk about this morning is 401k plans and beneficiaries. Ran across a situation where when you pass away, hopefully you have a designated beneficiary of someone who's going to receive those dollars in your 401k plan. What's interesting about 401k plans is, remember that they're through your employer. It's an account through the plan at your employer. You don't own them. It may be your account, but it's different than an IRA where you own the IRA. But the money in the account is your money. And so you have to name a beneficiary. Well, one of the things I ran across was someone who had an inherited 401k. Now, normally when you think of an inherited 401k, you would think that that's just going to be the spouse. In most cases, that's probably going to be true. But in this particular case, it was a son. And so it was an inherited 401k, and the son was still in his 40s. The parent that had passed away, when they passed away, was in their 60s. And so it's kind of a unique situation. You don't see that very often.
Mm-hmm.
And so what are the repercussions tax-wise when you inherit a 401k plan? Well, I think it's important to know exactly how much tax is going to be due, because if you do it wrong, there's a lot of tax due depending upon how big the account is.
Mm-hmm.
And so generally speaking, it's going to work very similar to an inherited IRA, because with the way that it works with a spousal benefit, if the spouse is the beneficiary, the money just becomes their money. For a 401k plan, generally the spouse rolls it on into their own IRA. And no requirement of distributions are necessary. It just becomes their IRA if they're under age 70 and a half. However, in this case, since it was a son in his 40s and inherited 401k, there are only three choices. Either you take all of the money from the 401k plan and pay all the tax in the year that you get it. Terrible idea. Or you move it into something where you have to pay the money out over a five-year period. Or what's interesting is with the rules now, you can roll that money into your own IRA or leave it with the 401k plan and take required minimum distributions over your lifetime. That's a much better idea because then you get to spread the tax out over your lifetime.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people aren't aware that that option is available to you.
Yes. And the thing you and I were talking about with that, Jamie, is it depends on that particular 401k plan at that particular employer. Usually, you don't have that last option you talk about.
That's right.
Uh-huh. They usually will say, okay, you need to just take this out. Period.
Yeah.
Now.
Your parent died.
Yeah.
The money has to be taken. And see, that's where the IRS rules and the plan document rules can sometimes limit the options that you have.
Yeah.
So when we come back from the break, we'll talk about this some more because it's a really important issue.
Yep.
Because you could lose a lot of money if you don't do it right.
Yeah. It's another one of those cases where you need to know what's going on at least a little bit to be able to at least answer questions or ask them. Because if this ever happens with you or someone you know, chances are you're going to make a goof and not at least ask the question, can I take that money over time? Can I leave the plan there? Etc. All those things coming up. So we'll talk about that when we come back from this break. Stay with us. You are listening to The Money Makeover Show.
Summer is here, and so are the savings on New Holland Equipment and Washington County Tractor and Brought and Brian Nellis Solar Sealy. To save up to thousands of dollars during our New Holland clearance sale, go online to WCTractor.com or call or stop by Washington County Tractor and Brought and Brian Nellis Solar Sealy for all the great deals. Save with our great deals during our New Holland clearance sale. See it online at WCTractor.com or stop any WC Tractor location today to see for yourself. Washington County Tractor, saving you money.
Washington County Tractor, people and products that you can trust.
There's feed, and then there's nutrition. Since 1921, Nutrina Animal Feed has been developing the latest innovations in the care and feeding of animals. No matter what part of the country you call home, you'll find Nutrina Feeds readily available so you can give your animals high-quality nutrition for a lifetime. To learn more, visit their website at NutrinaWorld.com. In Brenham, pick up Nutrina Feeds from Cattleman Supply, Highway 105, your Nutrina dealer in Brenham. Farmers and ranchers depend on Cattleman Supply in Brenham.
We love our dads dearly, but let's face it, they're not the easiest guys in the world to shop for.
Topper's Liquor and Wine has a whole store full of great gift ideas for all the dads out there.
We've got a great assortment of single malt scotches. It'll bring out the Highlander in you.
There's the new flavors of Sugarland's Moonshine featuring the cast of the TV show Moonshiners.
Tickle's my dad's favorite. I know you guys love the Pirates of the Caribbean movies. What about the Kraken Rum?
Hoist the Jolly Roger!
Hey, how about this? For the dad that likes cars, it's Gas Monkey Tequila from Richard Rawlings in the Gas Monkey Garage. He has that TV show Fast and Loud.
Or if dad just wants to relax in his easy chair and sip on a cold drink, we've got Not Your Father's Root Beer or the Jack Daniel's Country Cocktails.
For your Father's Day shopping, come on by Toppers at 2129 South Market Street in Brenham. Here we go. This will be perfect for dad. Sangria wine.
Puppy dogs and cattails. Most unique, you see. We have the very first ARF gallery. With treats for your eyes, make a wish. Dream a dream. We're sure you'll find something for your home or your team. We're not just the pet store. We're really much more. So take a stroll through. There's so much to explore. Bring Fido along. He's welcome, too. This time, though, it'll be about you. That doesn't mean there's no treat or a ball. Just equal pleasure for you and the dog.
Puppy Dogs and Cattails, 204 East Alamo in Brenham. Open Wednesday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m.
If you've been searching to buy a home lately, you probably know firsthand how few houses are available. What this means is that now is a great time to put your home up for sale. And when experience counts, it's time to call Robin Landaway with Searchers Realty. Robin Landaway has been helping buyers and sellers for nearly a decade in the Washington County area. She'll listen to you and tailor her services to your wants and needs. Whether you're a buyer or a seller, expect great things from Robin Landaway. Call 979-203-1793 today to get started.
No performance-enhancing drugs were used in the making of this promo. The KWHI Morning Crew has been training all winter for the upcoming KWHI Summer Games with prizes of Olympic proportion. We're bringing Rio to you for your chance to take home the gold. When you hear the sounds of the Summer Games, let the games begin. Be caller 6 at 836-9937. Caller 6 will get to test their skill in the KWHI Summer Games for a chance to win prizes of Olympic proportions, like tickets to Splashway Water Park in Sheridan, Whitewater Amphitheater in New Braunfels, Grand Station Entertainment in College Station, and skating at Silver Wings Ballroom, as well as a grand prize two-night stay at the Guadalupe River Houses in New Braunfels. The KWHI Summer Games are brought to you by
Rental Solutions in Giddings, Buddy's Appliances, Horseshoe Junction Family Fun Park, Select Furnishings and Finance, Topper's Liquor and Wine in Brenham, and Christ Market in Bryan.
The KWHI Summer Games, only on Friendly Country KWHI 1280 in Brenham.
The Money Makeover Team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Now, here's your Money Makeover Team.
Welcome back to the Money Makeover Show from the Money Makeover Team. From Neil Financial Group, offices in Houston and in Central Texas in downtown Brenham. And we are licensed as financial planners and advisors in 19 states. 401k plan clients all over the place, mostly in the state of Texas. I got a bunch of them. Jamie's got some too. We work a lot with business owners as well on those kinds of things. So glad to help you out any way we possibly can. And there are a lot of things we can do. So do take advantage of our knowledge, our experience, our expertise. Those are all there for you. Come by for that free review. Bring whatever's on your mind, topic-wise, papers, stuff, all kinds of things. Glad to look at it all with you. Again, at your service always. And here's our number. 979-836-2903. That's 979-836-2903. By the way, if you do have a business, especially a small business, you might want to take note of this story that came out on the wire services this morning online. Insurers want to hike the Obamacare premiums, healthcare premiums, 10% in 2017. Why is that? One of the big reasons is that the people who enrolled on these plans were a lot sicker than they thought. Premiums were not enough to cover the expenses. So looking at least a 10% hike in premiums. So for those of you who have small businesses and you are required to offer health insurance, or even if you're not required to, but like so many of our client companies, do the right thing and do nice things for your employees and offer these plans. Got to really know that you've got some increases coming up. So navigating those waters as well, we help with that. Again, our phone number, 979-836-2903.
Yeah, it's interesting, too, that was on the employer side. Mm-hmm. On individual plans, I have seen that there are some insurance companies who are asking for a 67% rate increase.
67% if you're out there getting your own for yourself. Yeah, if you're not eligible for a subsidy. And 92% of people on these plans now that are out there in the individual marketplace are eligible for subsidies, and that's how it's working for those people. For those who are in that, 8% or so, that don't have a subsidy, or you make just enough money to not have a subsidy, which is very true for many people out there in different jobs and stuff. Doesn't mean you're wealthy by any means, but can you afford
you're carrying the full
$600 and some dollars a month in premiums plus a $10,000 deductible? Ow. So need some help with that. At least come in and get some ideas about what options are out there.
I wanted to finish the story on the 401k plans. This was an inherited 401k by a non-spouse.
Okay. Dad, was who passed away was 61, still working, plan active, all right, and the son is in his 40s. Okay.
And inherited the 401k. There are a lot of people who probably aren't aware that you can even inherit a 401k plan as a non-spouse, but you absolutely can. Mm-hmm. Now, one of the options, of course, is to go ahead and take that 401k money and roll it over into your own IRA. But guess what? It can't be just a regular IRA. It has to be an inherited IRA. Mm-hmm. And has to be titled such.
Yes.
And what that means, too, is also one of the questions I got was, well, does that mean that I can put more money into it?
Nope.
Yeah. The answer is no, you cannot. Mm-hmm. You mean I have to have separate IRAs? Yes, you do. Because particular IRA, the distribution from that IRA, the rules are a little bit different than from a normal IRA. In this particular case, the person can take a distribution over their lifetime to spread the tax out, but that's calculated every single year.
Mm-hmm.
And so you can do those things, but it's important that you make the right decisions when you take a look at it. Now, the other kicker to that, Tony, as you had mentioned, was, you know, it depends on the 401k plan also. Not all 401k plans will allow you to leave the money there as an inherited 401k.
Mm-hmm.
They will not let you inherit it.
Actually, most of them won't. It usually is the large companies, some of the big oil firms that have been around for years, or other big retailers, a lot of different companies, but they're all ones that have been around and had their plans for many, many years. Those are usually the ones that allow you to leave it as the inherited IRA at, I mean, the inherited 401k at the company. But that is still fairly rare.
That's why it's so rare to see it. It's an exception rather than the rule.
Mm-hmm.
So what your options are if you are the beneficiary of the 401k plan as a non-spouse is, if you take the money and all of the year that you get it, first of all, the plan provider is required to withhold 20% in tax to get the money to you. So the best thing is to roll it into your own inherited IRA and try and take distributions over your lifetime. And I don't care whether you call them MRDs or RMDs, they're the same thing.
That's it. So knowing how things work so that you ask the right questions before you make a move, vitally important, obviously.
So it doesn't cost you a lot of money in tax.
You betcha. So great resource, Money Makeover Team from Neal Financial. Again, give us a call with your questions, 979-836-2903. Otherwise, we'll see you
back here on Monday.
The show you have just been listening to is sponsored by the Neal Financial Group and does not reflect the view of KWHI or its advertisers. The opinions voiced in this show are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. You should consult a financial professional when considering making investments in the financial markets. Financial markets may involve risks. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. Nothing said on this show is intended to or should be considered an offer or solicitation to buy or sell any security. Securities are offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA SIPC. Should you have more questions, please visit the website at nealfinancial.com or call their Brenham office at 979-836-2903.